This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're back in the studio. Carla, who have we got in as our first guest?
Hi, we've got Liz Jones, who's the CEO of La Mama and basically a deity in the arts community in Melbourne. And Liz is here to talk about the Rebuild La Mama campaign. But why don't you give a bit of a history about La Mama for our listeners in case they're not aware?
Well, La Mama was born in Faraday Street, where it still is now, in 1967. Very auspicious year, because that was the year of the referendum when Aboriginal people were recognised properly for the first time. Though they're still fighting to be recognised really properly. Yes, and so that was formed by Betty Burstall, who was inspired by La Mama New York, which is still going strong, which was founded by Ellen Stewart, a black proud woman. And I think I took over in at the end of 1976.
Wow, you've been there for quite some time. It's your home then.
Yes. It is. I started work there in 73 and really never left.
Yes.
I love it. It's a beautiful place. It's a very open, welcoming place. Yes.
It must have been devastating when the fire happened. We all remember when that happened. I think there was a universal gasp across Melbourne.
Yes. No, I mean, I had feared it would happen for years, because we used to our main source of heating used to be this open fire, blazing open fire. And then a few years ago we had to stop using that because the chimney silted up and somehow we couldn't clean it.
Right.
So I'd kind of relaxed a little bit on that score. Oh, dear. Couldn't believe it. Phone went at 6:30 on a Saturday morning. You know that's bad news.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. Instantly thought of my kids. When it wasn't my kids, it was La Mama.
It was your other baby.
And so how much did actually burn down? Like what's left?
It was completely gutted.
Right.
But the actual the building, the square building with the gables, was left totally intact.
So that's still
They had to bring the gables down because there's no equal and opposite force supporting the gables as there is the walls. They had to bring them down for safety reasons.
Right.
And then they had to come down to the level of the first windows on the first floor. So she does look very humiliated at the moment.
Can I just go back a little bit about yourself, Liz? I mean, you said you started back in 1973 in La Mama.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Well, how did you start off at La Mama? What were you doing before that as well?
Well, I was a very dedicated teacher.
Young person,
I just really loved being a teacher.
Okay.
And so I didn't expect to end up running a theatre. I met Betty Burstall, who was also a very dedicated teacher. And we met at a conference on pastoral care, on particularly how to look after Islamic girls constructively in our society. Yeah. You know, this is going right back.
In the 70s.
1971.
Wow, that's wild.
Right. And then in 72 I went to England, started to go to theatre and came back and thought, what am I going to do? I was still a teacher, but I applied to go teach with Betty Burstall because I thought she was very inspirational. I applied to teach on the same team as her and got the job.
And were you teaching art or
no,
theatre?
No, we were teaching what was then called general studies in the open classroom.
Wow.
We were a team and we taught everything. And the school was 56% Italian. It was all girls.
Okay.
And it was a very exciting and empowering time for me. And when my husband and I were on a ferry going to Denmark in 72, he wrote a play on sick bags. And it had words like fack and fock, and I won't say, but those. And I took it to Betty and she read it and said, oh, this is really exciting. Why don't you try and put it on? And so we decided, okay, we'll get going. And our first event that we did at La Mama was actually called The Garden in 73. And that was where we held a mad garden party for all the Saturday morning shoppers in Carlton. And in 73, everyone shopped in Carlton on a Saturday morning at King and Godfrey's.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
And it was very successful. And, you know, I've been working since then.
That's
amazing.
You
got the bug.
Yeah. I got the bug well and truly.
And so now you're raising money to bring La Mama back to its former glory.
Yes, we are. Yes. We're certainly utterly dedicated to restoring the former building, with particularly being meticulous about restoring the theatre space to be that intense, intimate, quirky space it was. So nothing's being changed. The fire is being reinstated. The staircase will be exactly as it was. The double doors, the trap door through which bodies drop, all those sorts of things. And then upstairs will be restored, and then we're actually building a little building along the Shakuhari wall, like a shadow of La Mama, very similar to La Mama in these beautiful Spanish charcoal bricks. And that will give us just a number of things that we want to move on with. And this is what we're raising funds for.
Yes.
It will allow us to have a little rehearsal room, which we badly need. And that rehearsal room at night will transform into a foyer that will be dry and warm. And then we have a little office building upstairs. So La Mama, the upstairs of La Mama proper will remain the sort of the green room, the socialising space, the dressing room, but the staff will have a little working space of their own. But then very importantly, embedded in that building will be a lift, so that disabled people, people in wheelchairs, and women with prams, whatever.
Be very accessible.
Can come up and be accessible. It's the first time we'll have accessible toilets. It's the first time we'll be a genuinely accessible to all space, and that's really important to us.
Well, it's got such historical significance. I mean, there's been some great actors that have sort of, you know, started their careers in that space. Who's walked the boards at La Mama that have gone on to great things?
Well, in terms of actors, I guess no one can beat Cate Blanchett,
right,
who worked there quite intensively in 1989. But David Williamson started his writing career there.
Yes.
As did Jack Hibbard. You know, Jack Charles was the first black fella to grace our boards. But then there's a whole, you know, there's a whole range of people who just add to the fabric of Melbourne theatre. Probably, you know, about 50% of the people working in Melbourne theatre at some point have worked at La Mama. They haven't all become stars, but it's given them their start.
Yeah, so a great starting ground for some great talent.
I mean,
that's
what Judith Lucy said, that, you know, this is because that's where she started.
Yes, yep. And she's still treading the boards today.
She certainly is. She's wonderful.
Tell us about this fundraiser. What's the details? How can everyone help?
Oh, look, it'd be wonderful. People can help, and everyone who helps will be branded a La Mama lover. They'll have that, and we're going to subscribe their names all over the walls. People can help by going to www.lamama.com.au, and there they can find out how they can donate. We're reasonably well along the way. What we need is that final thrust so that we can do those extra developments that we want to make La Mama so accessible, because the state government's come to our aid. Insurance, we were well insured.
That's good.
There's philanthropists talking to us, but we just need
the cream on top.
The thing
special.
to make it the perfect space it should be, and just hoping that the Melbourne community can be as supportive as they were in 2008 when La Mama came on the market. La Mama had no money, and within about 3 weeks, just with the help of La Mama, of the Melbourne community, we'd raised the deposit.
Great.
There you go. So we want that generosity to come back for this time.
And that, it's so great to feel that love.
Yes. And what's the time frame? When will it all be finished, and when will it be happening?
We're hoping to have raised all the money we need by the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to start building at the beginning of September.
Okay. And for those listeners, I suppose, who don't know, is La Mama, even though the building is not, you know, burned down, is it still operating?
Thank you for asking that, because we have not dropped a show since we burnt down.
That's amazing.
I mean, we burnt her down on the Saturday, and the show went on the Saturday night at the Kathleen Symes Centre, because all many, many places have come to our rescue. Yep. But now we're operating out of two venues just at the moment. We're operating out of the Carlton Courthouse, okay. which is our venue. It's our second venue. And that's where our office is now. We're all crammed into little nooks and crannies that used to hold prisoners and recidivists and barristers. And
you're right at home then, aren't you?
It's very theatrical. But also we're operating out of a beautiful little space called The Burrow in Brunswick Street, where we're doing our exploration season. And if you go online to our website, you can see all the details of all those wonderful shows. Now, next week we have a beautiful show opening. We have Them by Samar Sabawi, the Palestinian writer, a play about how to survive in Syria, in war-torn Syria. And it's called Them. And her work is always so lovely because it's not just about working out how not to be shot. It's how to maintain your dignity and be able to love in those extreme situations. Mm. Very beautiful work.
Amazing. So that's on next week, is it?
That opens next week.
And if people want to get tickets or find out more about the program at La Mama, there is the website.
They can go to the website, or else if they want to talk to a human being, they can ring 9347 6948.
Yes, so do your bit to help bring La Mama back to its former
Thank
glory.
You,
yes. It'd be amazing to see that happen.
Yes.
So
please
yeah, all
do.
The best. And if Melbourne can, you know, unite and be generous and make it extra special.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.